This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Yotam Ottolenghi is our Cook the Perfect guest. He is making baba ganoush. Yotam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I tweeted about this yesterday and I promised the listeners there would be no innuendo whatsoever in the course of this item.
Absolutely no.
So I'm going to blame you if there is any.
No.
You're doing some chopping for us, some slightly comedy radio on-air chopping.
Yes, I'm trying to give the atmosphere of the, a little bit of atmosphere of the kitchen here. But it's
it's
a studio and I couldn't cook anything, so it's all about chopping and noises.
Now, baba ganoush is an aubergine dish, and you've had to scorch your aubergines before you came in.
Yeah, scorch is a mild description of what they went through.
Yeah.
Basically burnt under fire, which is a way to get the real nice smoky flavour into them, which is what you want from a good baba ganoush.
Yeah, I mean, it is a side dish, this, or is it a dip? What is it?
You can do what you want with it, and in various places around the Middle East, they do different things with it. So if it's a meze selection with a hummus and other vegetables, then it's a sort of a dip, but it can be a starter, or it's something that can go next to something else, like a lamb or a chicken or something along those lines. It's full of flavour.
People have been asking whether you can get decent aubergines at this time of year to make this. Can you?
The lucky thing with this recipe is that you put so much flavour in with lemon juice, with garlic, with all the herbs and the smoking, that even if your aubergines are not top quality, they will still be good enough for this. And I hope I can prove to you that it happens. And we drain a lot of the water out, so there's not water at all.
So people have your permission to go to their supermarket and get an aubergine from
there? Absolutely. If they're going to cook aubergines, then they can go anywhere they like.
All right, there we are. Be told. It doesn't matter about the quality of your aubergines. Yotam, much more from you a little later, but thank you very much. He's known, really, for his vegetarian recipes, but he's not actually a vegetarian. But he's also made a really good TV programme called Jerusalem on a Plate, which we'll also talk about a little later in this edition of Woman's Hour. And if you'd like to make the baba ganoush, all the details, the full recipe, is on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour. Yotam, welcome back. Yotam Ottolenghi is cooking the perfect baba ganoush. And some of that will resonate with you, obviously, your Middle East connections. And you were born in Jerusalem, Yotam. So can we solve the Middle East problem here now between the three of us?
Well, Rana and I already had some arguments just on the way to the studio whether or not a baba ganoush necessarily has tahini in it or not. And I think we have sort of agreed to disagree on that point, because baba ganoush will not have any tahini in it.
Which right. We will call aubergine salad instead.
Yes, we are. We're happy to call it an aubergine salad.
That's a compromise. That's wonderful. We've solved it. Everything's sorted out.
What
is in your baba ganoush then, Yotam?
In my baba ganoush is aubergine, and Rana and I agree on it, that it needs to be seriously scorched. So basically burnt over an open fire, or if you do it at home over your stovetop, over fire.
Aha, well, we have a question for you, actually,
yes.
From Isabel, who says, Jane, could you ask Yotam if it's okay to scorch the aubergine on an open fire using a toasting fork, and if so, for how long?
I am not quite sure what a toasting fork is.
Well, have you never toasted a crumpet, Yotam?
Once or twice in my life.
Right, okay.
Basically, anything that it creates a heaps of heat.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a rigid griddle pan or a proper sort of barbecue or your own stovetop with a fire, anything that creates that, what you want to do is burn the skin. Because when the skin burns, basically the smoke goes into the flesh. And what the aubergine does so well is absorb flavors. So whatever it takes to get your aubergine burning, a hot grill in the oven is also a good solution. You keep it there for about an hour, 45 minutes, and you keep on turning it until the skin catches fire. And I had to bring the aubergines in with me, because if I had done it here in the studio, I think all the BBC...
Well, there would have been a crisis.
Yeah.
The number of forms that would have needed to be filled in, you wouldn't believe. So there's no point going there. Pomegranate, I need to know. I mean, some of your recipes, I mean, you have been accused of specialising in slightly obscure ingredients, Yotam. Is pomegranate relatively obscure?
I think it used to be quite obscure maybe a few years ago, but it's becoming more and more popular. I mean, the proof is that every supermarket now, at least in London, has a little sachet with pomegranates and people eat it on the way to work. So I don't think it's obscure anymore.
Really? People eat pomegranate seeds on the way to work?
Yeah, I see, well, especially women, little punnets, and it's very healthy. Yeah. It's got heaps of vitamin C. It's great. And I love pomegranates because I think it looks great and it tastes great. And it's like, if you take something as a bit grey as baba ganoush and you just top a few pomegranate seeds on it, it tastes great and it just brings out the whole...
What about the fresh herbs? You've got some fresh herbs there.
Fresh herbs. I've got mint and parsley in this one. Some people would add coriander, but for the purpose of this recipe, I'm going to use mint, which adds loads and loads of freshness, and the fresher the mint, the better, and some parsley, because this needs the colour.
Okay, I mean, this isn't difficult to make, is it? It might be a range of ingredients that some people might find slightly difficult to access, but you say no, you should be able to get everything here.
You should be able to get everything here quite easily, and, you know, talking about obscure ingredients, I think, you know, 20 years ago, people would not be able to find an aubergine apart of this, you know, from very ethnic shops in the UK. But now it's in most supermarkets, and things are on the margins, and then they travel to, you know, to the center. And I think when you start with something that is a little bit obscure and people realize how good it is, it these days it travels very quickly to, you know, to main stores.
Okay, so what do you do? You've got your scorched aubergines. What's the next step?
I've got my scorched aubergine. It's quite important to let it drain, because aubergines have quite a lot of water in them. So I've scorched it, cooked it, you know, everything is sort of completely burnt. And then I let it drain, so as much of the liquid comes out. The next thing I do is I'm going to add some lemon juice to it, plenty of olive oils, garlic, which I use all the time, and the herbs, and then let it sit about half an hour, even longer if possible, to let all the flavors marry, which is extremely important in the sort of meze style of cooking, because the longer they sit, the more they become sort of a one rather than a combination of ingredients.
Now, you don't put it in the fridge, you leave it
out. No, I hate fridges.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I can't. I don't.
Rana's nodding knowledgeably. Why are fridges bad?
Especially with meze, like baba ganoush, which I will call aubergine salad for today. When the temperature is lower, it kind of kills the taste. It's a bit like eating very cold fruit.
But in very hot climates, isn't it dangerous to leave it out?
Depends on what it is. No, I mean, if it's got mayonnaise,
there's nothing that can go wrong with a salad, even if it sits outside for a whole day, because there's no dairy element, there's no protein, exactly. It doesn't spoil, really. People are too fussy about fridging, refrigerating.
Health and safety, mate.
Yes,
I know all about it. We've got to be careful. Yes, I'm sure you do, yeah. Your programme that you've made for BBC Four, which is on Tuesday next week at 9 o'clock, isn't it, is Jerusalem on a Plate. Now, this is, to me, I saw the programme yesterday, fascinating, because I genuinely didn't really know where all the different communities lived in Jerusalem and how they got on. I mean, watching that programme, it would seem that much of the food is shared, but people, the different communities, don't realise the degree to which it's shared.
The funny thing about Jerusalem, I mean, it's a real sort of mixture, melting pot of cultures, and you've got the biggest divide, it's between Jews and Arabs, you know, the Palestinians and the Israelis. And there's not a lot going on in terms of daily interaction, but the food is the one place that I noticed that people do actually interact, which is quite amazing. I mean, they would queue on the same vegetable store, so the same falafel store, and, you know, they would cook together in restaurants. And so basically it's the one and only sort of point that is a little bit more optimistic or makes you a little bit more cheerful about the prospects of the future.
It is, your programme is actually cheerful on those grounds alone. Do you honestly feel, because of food almost, there might be some grounds for optimism, or is that taking it too far?
I have to be a little bit more realistic when it comes to that. I think it's nice to see that there is a space where things could happen. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen enough. So, you know, when you go and it's all bad news and gloom and, you know, with dividing, horrible dividing wall that divides the city and all that stuff, that is really quite nasty to see.
Well, there is one man who takes you on, isn't there, in the programme?
Yes, there is one man. I think I love that bit. You know, I went to this Palestinian guy who's been making hummus for, you know, generations in a certain way, and I said to him, so what's your political take on this hummus? Because, you know, people say Israelis appropriated hummus from the Palestinian, which is in a way right.
And
yeah, everybody takes claim for the food they like, which is what we do.
Yeah.
And he says to me, well, you know, they took our land and they took our culture. You think I mind about a plate of hummus?
Right.
And I think that's very telling. You know,
you deal with it in a very charming way, but it's a slightly tricky moment in the program, isn't it?
It is tricky. But you know, when you go to Jerusalem, you don't expect anything else. You know,
it's all about
politics and cultures that collide.
Can I taste some before we get into it?
You can. I'm going to put it all together, and then you can definitely try it.
Well, maybe we'll do that at the end of the program. That's great. Yotam, thank you so much, and Rana, thank you as well for sticking with us there. Now, what I did was I had my baba ganoush during the drama, so that you don't have to listen to me eating with my mouth full. But it Yotam, that was predictably gorgeous, a really sensual Middle Eastern Mediterranean delight. So tuck in, the recipes on the website.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.